From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, Monday said President Donald Trump, predicting last week North Korea's leadership won't be around much longer, declared war on his country. The North Korean diplomat said that gives his country the right for countermeasures, including shooting down U.S. warplanes, even if they're not in North Korean airspace. White House press spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders dismissed the statement as absurd.
It's never appropriate for a country to shoot down another country's aircraft when it's over international waters. Our goal is still the same. We continue to seek the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, doing that through both the most maximum economic and diplomatic pressures as possible at this point.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said North Korea has boosted its defenses along its eastern coast. In Washington Monday, South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said further North Korean provocations are likely and called on the U.S. to help Seoul manage the issue and avoid raising tensions.
There cannot be another war in the region. There cannot be another outbreak of war on the Korean Peninsula. The consequences would be devastating not just for the Korean Peninsula, but for Northeast Asia and indeed the whole international community.
She said there is still room for diplomacy. A Britain-based tribal advocacy group said wildlife charities support so-called anti-poaching eco-squads that arrest, torture, and kill indigenous pygmies who hunt in their ancestral forests. Survival International said since 1989, many of the Baka and Bayaka pygmies in Cameroon, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Central African Republic have been forced out of national parks. The World Wildlife Fund said it doesn't employ eco-guards and called the abuse of pygmies totally unacceptable. This is VOA News.